kailangan pang magsalita upang maunawa ko ang iyong damdamin. Di mo na kailang mag-heavy drama, basang-basa kong nais mong ipahiwatig. Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. Nadarama ko sa iyong mga yaka ang pagmamahal, pagkakaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhan pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhan pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo, kwentuhan pets.
Pagkasama kita, wala akong pangamba. Lahat ng pag-aalala ay nawawala. May kakaiba kang magic at tricks, kaya naman tayo ay sobrang click.
Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. Nadarama ko sa iyong mga yaka ang pagmamahal, kaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Araw ngayon ng Miyerkules at oras na naman po para sa ating programang Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa, kung saan ating pag-uusapan ng mga pets, sila ang bida sa programang ito. Ako po ang inyong host, Krista Imperial Rara, at kasama ko po ang ating student producer ng episode ngayon, si Johnwin Fornal.
Maraming salamat po, Prof. Rara, at magandang hapon po sa lahat ng ating tagapakinig. Siguradong napaka-interesting ng ating episode ngayon sa lalo na sa mga lovers ng pushpins at aspins sa ating audience. Ang ating magiging guest ay executive director ng isang no-kill animal welfare organization, ang Philippine Animal Rescue Team. At siya rin po ay admin ng Cat Care Philippines. Meron din po siyang sariling mga rescued cats and dogs.
Okay, alam mo Janwin, actually maganda yung episode ngayon kasi nandito si Miss Weng Suzara na executive producer ng part, pero meron tayong surprise guest mamaya. Actually, tatlong surprise guests natin mamaya. Meron isang human at saka dalawang furry ano guests tayo mamaya. So, this is a very special episode. So, umpisa na natin. Ano ba yung balita mo for today?
Isang nakakatuwang balita po mula sa Japan. Naglabas ng video ang Tobu Zoo sa Saitama, Japan na ipinapakita para sa unang pagkakataon ang apat na white tiger cubs na ipinanganak sa kanilang resident white tiger na si Kara. Ang video ay teaser para sa nalalapit na public debut ng mga nasabing white tiger cubs. Ang mga white tiger ay katunayan mga Bengal tigers na may pambihirang gene na nagiging dahilan kung bakit nagiging puti ang kanilang balat. Meron din silang mga mata na kulay blue. 1 out of 15,000 tigers lamang ang nagkakaroon ng gene na to, kaya tinataya na walang white tiger sa wild.
Alam mo, actually may nakita ako dati, years ago, dalawang white tigers sa Subic. Ang payat-payat nila, tapos ang lit ng kulungan. But anyway, rare pala yung white tigers na yan, no? Tapos may balita kayatan tungkol doon sa protesta nangyari last week, no? Sa Quezon City?
Opo, Prof. Rara. Matagumpay po ang ginawang picket ng mga animal welfare groups sa Quezon City Hall bilang pag-oppose sa ipinasang Ordinance No. 2386 na nagre-regulate sa dami ng pets sa isang household sa apat. Sabi ng mga animal welfare groups, hindi sila nakonsulta sa pagpasa ng ordinansang ito at ito raw ay maaaring maging dahilan ng pet abandonment. Dahil na rin sa pagkilos mga animal welfare groups, sinabi ni Quezon City Vice Mayor Joy Belmonte na magkakaroon ng bagong ordinansa na magiging revised version ng Ordinance 2386. Ito na nga ang Ordinance 2389 at ipinangako rin ni Vice Mayor Belmonte nakasama ang Animal Welfare Group sa paggawa ng Implementing Rules and Regulations ng Ordinance 2389.
Teka muna, ang pagkaintindi ko dito, John Wynn, ay dati nang meron 2389 na pasana. Itanong nga natin kay Ms. Weng Suzara. Weng, ano ba yung storya dito sa meron na ba talagang yung tinatawag nilang 2389 that supposedly pumalit sa 2386 o ano, gagawin pa lang? Paano ba ito?
Hindi. Mayroon na. Mm-hmm. Yung Ordinance 2386 na-sign ito ni Mayor Bautista noong March 13.
Herbert Bautista.
Herbert Bautista. Oo. Tapos, noong March 26, nagpalabas sila ng bagong ordinance, yung 2389.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang sinasabi nila na itong Ordinance 2389, this supersedes Ordinance 2386.
So, naipasa na rin?
Oo, naipasa na to, napirmahan na, pero wala palang implementing rules and regulations. So, hindi pa to pwedeng maging in effect. Kasi kailangan pa yung IRR bago mapasa katuparan itong ordinance na 2389.
Ah, okay. So, itong in effect itong 2389, no? 2389.
Yung bago, yes. Oo. Yung veterinary code na tinatawag.
Pinasa din pala without consulting the animal
yes,
groups.
Yes, oo. In both ordinances, walang consultations with any animal welfare group.
Okay, so maganda, pag-uusapan natin, tatanungin natin si Attorney John Alferos, City Secretary ng Quezon City. Okay, tatanungin natin no yung ano ba yung real issue behind this 2389. Good afternoon, Attorney John Alferos.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Magandang hapon po. Nandito po tayo sa DZUP at pinag-uusapan po natin yung Ordinance 2386 na sa pagkakaintindi namin ay wala na at yung pumalit na 2389. No? Kasama ko po dito sa studio si Ms. Weng Suzara ng Philippine Animal Rescue Team at si Ms. Luchi Diaz ng Compassion and Responsibility for Animals. Pakikwento naman po sa amin kung ano na ba yung ano update dito sa issue na ito.
Issue of the comprehensive.
Yes, kasi nag-meeting ang mga animal welfare advocates with Vice Mayor Joy Belmonte noong Thursday. Yeah. Last week?
Yes, Thursday last week.
Oo, and apparently dito sa meeting na ito na nasabi ni Vice Mayor na i-amend yata yung 2389 at saka kukonsultuhin ang mga grupo bago ipasa ito to make sure na okay lahat ng mga provisions dito. May updates po kayo dyan?
As of now, ma'am, wala pang naipa-file dito ng mga amending ordinance sa aming office. Basically, dito pina-file yung mga proposed measures to be calendared in the agenda. Kaya yung amendment, wala pa kaming natatanggap.
Yes, I think the deadline yata for the amendments is for the groups to make suggestions para maipasok sa amendments ay today.
Yes, because we have to submit it before April 27.
Okay, so hindi pa po nagsasubmit ng mga inputs ang animal welfare groups. Pero paano po ang procedure? Once makasubmit sila ng kanilang mga suggestions kay Vice Mayor ba? Kay Vice Mayor Belmonte. Tapos, automatic na bang ipapasok sa yung amendment, yung suggestions nila sa ordinance?
Ma'am, ganito ma'am. It's dadaan pa rin sa legislative process yan. A counselor would author the amendments. It will go to the process of first, second, and saka yung third reading.
Mm-hmm.
Sa first reading, ma'am, referral lang yan sa mga committees. And in fact, during this time, pag na-refer sa committee, concerned committee, they could still discuss proposed measure. Baka may dadagdag pa, meron pang... Yeah, yung mga public also invited para maka-input pa before it is agenda or calendar for agenda ng second reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Na ano ba? Na open ba to consultation with the public itong 2386 at 2389 bago sila pinirmahan?
There were committee meetings done by the committees. Okay? There were resource person during those committee hearings.
Sino po mga resource persons na to? Mga experts ba ito sa animal welfare?
Yun ang wala po sa akin ngayon yung record mismo ng committee report. But I could check the records kung sino-sino in attendance during the time.
Okay. Kasi po, very active po yung movement ngayon ng animal welfare dito sa Pilipinas. Kaya yung mga grupo pong ito, maingay sila pag hindi sila nakonsulta. No? Kasi they're very concerned about the animals. So, ngayon, once na ipasa na ito, gagawa ng IRR, and then that's it, no? It will be implemented na.
Implemented, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so ang crucial pala dito ay yung consultation talaga na makasama yung mga animal welfare groups para
may mga inputs din sila doon.
Oo. Okay. Sige. So hintayin po natin Ms. Wang and Ms. Lucci, meron po ba kayong gusto itanong, John Win? Kay Attorney John Alferos?
Sir, ako po si John Win Fornal, co-host po ng Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. May tanong lang po ako sa inyo.
Yes, sir.
Sir, nakasulat po ba doon sa Ordinance 2389 na na-repeal na po o wala na pong visa yung pagre-regulate sa number of pets per household?
Sir, ganito sir. There is a repealing clause which is Section 68. This is a general clause wherein if there are inconsistencies or the latest ordinance, sinasabi lang na yung mga previous ordinances, rules and regulation which is inconsistent with this latest ordinance or any provision of that previous ordinances is deemed amended or repealed. Okay?
Sir, bilang wala pa pong IRR itong 2389, magte-take effect na po ba ang repealing clause?
Sir, meron pa kasi itong publication actually. Kasi this is a regulatory ordinance, it will still go to the process of publication. Okay? As of now, hindi pa siya nasasama sa publication. Kasi ang Section 17 nito, sinasabi lang is 15 days after each publication in a newspaper of general circulation and upon posting to the website of the Quezon City government. Object the record, hindi pa siya nakasama sa publication.
You're talking about 2389. Oo, kasi yeah. Hindi pa yata ito pwede i-publish kasi nga magkukonsulta ulit, may mga bagong inputs, baka ma-amend bago siya ma-publish.
Yeah. Kasi ma'am, this is an existing ordinance, okay? Mm-hmm. Na may mandate dito mismo sa provision niya, yung last provision niya is yung effectivity niya, there is a need for publication. Mm-hmm. Now, yung amendments, ma'am, pwede naman yan papasok. Halimbawa, this week, meron ng proposed amendments, itatakil pa rin yan sa City Council. It will go to the process of legislation. First reading, second reading, and third reading.
Okay. Yeah.
Then, signed by the appropriate the vice mayor as the presiding officer and the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
It is only then na magiging mai-enact yung amending mm-hmm. ordinance. Okay?
Okay, yeah. We understand.
Okay. Then it will be published also.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, ma'am, itong 2389, hindi pa siya napapublish.
Oo.
As such, ang sabi ng provision niya na the effectivity, this ordinance shall take effect 15 days after its publication.
Mm-hmm. Yun nga ho ang issue dun sa mga animal welfare advocates kasi kung repeal na pala, hindi na pala effective yung 2386, bakit pa linabas sa dyaryo? Bakit pa pinablish sa dyaryo kung totoong repealed na? Yun yung naging issue doon. Meron ba hong ano? Ano ba nangyari doon? Nagkamali ba?
Can I? Ano?
Yes, yes.
Because 2386 was signed March 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ordinance 2389 was signed March 26.
26, yes.
Yes. Lumabas sa dyaryo ang Ordinance 2386, supposedly repealed na ng 2389 noong April 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, bakit lumabas pa ang Ordinance 2386 nung nanasign ng March 13 kung na-supersede na siya ng March 26? Lalabas pa ba siya ng April 8 kung wala na siya?
Oo. So, yun yata yung attorney, yung naging tanong ng mga grupo.
But
this
was already explained by
the vice mayor.
By the vice mayor. She actually apologized na may pagkakamali sa loob dun sa media arm nila or something.
So okay pala si Vice Mayor, no?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Okay, so we will just wait for the next step ngayon. Once makapag-submit kayo yung mga grupo ng suggestions nyo, tapos masama sa amendments, and we will call Attorney Alferez again for updates.
And actually talaga, ang pinaka-concern namin is the Ordinance 2386.
Mm-hmm.
So we want it to be clear na talagang wala na ito sa 2389. So ngayon na sinasabi na this 2389 ay hindi pa published, it cannot yet be implemented, it will be amended. Okay, the question is, ang city vet ba na introduce ng Ordinance 2386, hindi ba niya pwedeng ipilit ulit na ipasok ito sa 2389?
Can you answer that, attorney?
2389. Yung 2389 po is different doon sa 2386. Kaya nga kung sasabihin natin ipapasok sa 2389, hindi ho pwede yun.
Hindi niya ba pwedeng ipasok sa 2389 ang provision na forfeit limit?
O kaya hindi?
Yung 2389, wala ho siyang hindi
no mention.
Pwedeng ipasok yung provision na yon sa 2389 because na-approve na ho siya ng City Council.
Okay.
Hindi ho pwedeng mag-insert ang vet ng provision doon sa ordinance na inaprubahan ng City Council.
Okay.
Kaso ho, attorney, kasi walang mention doon sa Ordinance 2389 na repealed yung 2386. So baka ngayon,
hindi
quiet lang.
Hindi ho talagang minention na repeal yung 2386. But ang nakalagay doon is a general repeal if there are inconsistent provision on previous ordinances.
Yes, but
okay.
In her meeting with the vice mayor, she promised that in the amendment, ilalagay ito clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, so pwede mo yun. Yes. Clear yan that the provisions of ordinance support and so on, etc. are hereby repealed.
Yes.
That is an express repeal.
Yes.
Okay, nako. So, hintayin po namin yan. Maraming salamat, Attorney John Alferez. At you gave us your time para ma-clarify itong mga tanong namin. Thank you very much.
Thank you po. Good afternoon.
Okay, so mag-break po muna tayo. Ang oras po natin ngayon ay 1:28 p.m. Sa ating pagbabalik, makakwentuhan po natin si Ms. Rowena Suzara, ang Executive Director ng Philippine Animal Rescue Team, o PAR, tungkol sa kanilang no-kill shelter. Magbabalik pa po ang kwentuhang pets at iba pa.
Halika na pahinig sa PCUP 602. Tayo na pahinig sa PCUP 602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa PCUP 602. Kasali ka!
Ikaw ba'y malikhain? Masipag? Matyaga? Maabilidad? Madiskarte? May kakayahan ka bang sumulat ng scripts? O baka naman ang trip mo'y lumikha ng mga programang pangradyo? O maging newswriter o reporter kaya? At kung pangarap mo'y maging radio announcer o drama talent, baka ito na ang hinahanap mong break. Ano pang hinihintay mo? Ipadala ang iyong application letter at resume sa dzupapplication@gmail.com. Para sa karagdagang detalye, bisitahin ang www.facebook.com/dzup1602am.
Ito ang kwentuhang pets at iba pa.
No, at kung may time
Balik po tayo dito sa DZUP at klaro po doon sa usapan natin with Attorney John Alferos ng Quezon City Hall na naghihintay pa rin sila ng mga suggestions nga galing sa mga animal protection groups. Tapos i-consider nila to sa amendments. At least magkoconsulta yung mga grupo para tama naman yung magiging treatment ng mga animals. So ngayon po, we'll discuss yung Philippine Animal Rescue Team. It's a new group, I believe. Tanungin natin yung executive director, si Ms. Weng Suzara, kung ano ba ito, ano yung concept behind the grupo, at ano ba yung sabihin ng no-kill shelter.
Actually, the Philippine Animal Rescue Team, 3 years na ito.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it is a SEC-registered, non-profit, non-government, no-kill animal rescue organization.
Okay.
So, we have a sanctuary in San Jose del Monte, Bulacan. It is in a 4,000-hectare land owned by our partner vet.
Okay.
Doc Mayemiao and of Pendragon Veterinary Clinic.
Okay.
So siya yung partner namin. She let us use her land to build a shelter. So we say no kill. Precisely, this is what sets us apart from the city pounds or other shelters that put down animals. So para kasi sa amin, our mission is to save as many lives as we can. Meaning, we will do everything para ma-save tong life ng animal na to, give this animal the chance to be adopted out and be a part of the family. Kasi sa City Pound, may ano yan eh, may holding period na tinatawag nila, that when they catch an animal in the street, nandiyan lang yan for 3 days or 5 days. Pag walang nag-claim dyan or walang nag-adopt dyan, they will put the animal down.
They'll kill the animal.
They will put down the animal, yes. Put the animal to sleep. Sa amin, hindi ganyan. We rescue the animals off the streets. We rehabilitate them. We provide medical care. Pagagalingin namin yan until okay na sila ulit, you know, to be a part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, nandun sila sa shelter namin. Aalagaan namin sila.
How many do you have now in your shelter?
We have about 200.
200?
Yes.
And for the past 3 years, yun, no? And ilan na yung napa-adopt nyo?
Yun ang mahirap sa ating mga Pilipino. So, I will honestly say na mababa ang rate of adoption, especially of aspins and postpins.
Okay.
Because ang mga Pilipino mahilig bumili ng may mga breed.
Oo,
so, I think this is what the Quezon City government or any city government should regulate. Ang breeding, ang talamak na pagbebenta.
Diba sa Amerika nga ay bawal na ang puppy mills, no, in certain states?
Yes, puppy mills.
Oo.
Yan ang dapat nilang pagtuunan kasi that is the cause of, you
all
know,
this mga
overpopulation of strays, abandonment. So, yun ang mahirap. So, at yun nga, ang mentality ng mga tao is gusto nila may breed. So, yes, honestly,
yung mga mabuhok.
Yes, mababa maganda ang rate of adoption, pero meron pa rin namang
na. Ilan na napa-adopt ninyo?
Siguro for, may mga 20 na rin. 20 cats and dogs. Ngayon, kakapa-adopt ko lang last week sa isang family.
Mm-hmm.
They adopted out 2 dogs, sabay, Aspen.
Okay. So, ilan ulit yung napa-adopt nyo?
20 for the past three years,
no? So, with 300 dogs ngayon sa shelter,
200,
di ang laki ng pera na gagastos nyo. Where do you get your funding?
From donations, from may mga donors kami, from sponsors, and we have, meron kami yung sponsor a pet.
So, sponsor a pet. Okay.
Sponsor a pet every month. Mag-sponsor, pipili ka ng isang pet, isang animal doon na gusto mo in the shelter. Then, every month, you will sponsor for a certain amount para dun sa animal na yun.
Okay.
We also have the 50 peso Friday, what we call the 50
paano
peso
yun?
Friday. So, people donate just 50 pesos every Friday.
Who people? Sinong?
The public, the private citizens.
Paano yan? You go around asking for money?
No,
or
we have a page. They can go to our Facebook page. We have a website. So, sa social media din, makikita naman nila doon.
How many people are working with you on this? How many volunteers do you have?
Probably we have around 20 to after the volunteers. Pero mas nag-work kasi talaga sa social media eh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sa page namin, marami dyang ano, members or, you know, kumakalat yan. Not exactly volunteers going to the shelter, you know. But you're just following the page and continually donating and sponsoring animals. And
ang laking tulong talaga, no, sa mga advocacy groups ang social media.
Yes. And we also join events.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga sa mga malls, pagkaroon ng mga animal events. So, nandun kami. So, people come to the booth. They give in kind donations, dog food, cat food. Yun, yung mga ganun.
Mama, ano pong treatment ang binibigay sa isang hayop na bagong rescue lang po?
May process ba?
Sa amin. Okay. Sa amin, when we rescue an animal off the street, tuloy-tuloy yan sa aming partner vet, which is Pendragon Clinic. So, all the tests are done. Medical tests sa na-rescue na animal. Kasi most of the stray animals naman na talagang nare-rescue, may mga sakit ito. They either have distemper, they either have Ehrlichia or galis. So, dinadala yan sa vet namin, pinapagaling yan. They are confined there for as long as it takes hanggang gumaling sila. So, they are, paglabas nila, they are fully vaccinated, anti-rabies, yung mga requirement na yan. They are even microchipped. So, paglabas nila sa clinic, diretso na sila sa shelter. So, we have, like I said, we are in a 4,000 hectare land. Malaking-malaki yung kennels namin doon. May dog kennels kami, may catteries kami. So, they are rehabilitated. They are properly maintained health-wise. And then we find families or, you know, individuals who will adopt them. But, syempre, may proseso rin yung adoption.
Mama, one of the main problems po is yung overpopulation, kaya marami po tayong stray animals. Ma'am, can you tell us more about the Spay and Neuter Importance Program of PART?
Okay. So, meron din kaming Spay and Neuter Program, yung ang tinatawag namin SNIP. Ito yung katumbas ng TNR, which is the Trap Neuter Return Program. So, ang importansya kasi ng TNR is to regulate nga yung overpopulation ng strays. For example, in a subdivision or in a residential area or urban area, makikita mo ang daming stray cats. Usually, more on cats. Ang daming cats dyan. They're in places, of course, where there are people, where there are many houses, may mga palengke. Why? Because they look for food. So, nandyan, magkakaroon ka ng colony ng mga pusa. Ngayon, kung hindi mo iti-TNR itong mga cats, stray cats na to, dadami ng dadami yan. Aanak ng aanak yan. Every year, ilang pusa ang manganganak. So, dadami ng dadami ang colony na yan dyan sa area mo. So, syempre, wala rin namang mag-a-adapt sa mga animals na yan. Andyan lang sila. Even if the city pound catches all of them, dadami. At babalik.
Do you have cats also?
I have 45 rescued
in your shelter.
Cats at home.
At home?
Oh, sorry.
In
our shelter, yes, we have about 80 cats.
80?
Rescued cats,
wow,
yes.
Wow, it's a big shelter pala, no?
Yeah.
Meron tayong reaction dito from one of our regular listeners. Sabi niya, there is nothing in 2386. Si ano to, yung listener natin, si Jaya from Quezon City. There is nothing in 2386 that is inconsistent with 2389. So the repeal of 2386 is not automatic. They deal with totally different issues. Can the poor folks afford to have their pets registered as per Ordinance 2389? So pangmayaman na lang ba ang right to have pets?
I agree with Jaya, actually. Yung 2389, hindi lang naman ma-mention doon ang 4-pet limit. Tinanggal ang 4-pet limit, yes. But then the provisions of 2386 are still in 2389.
Are still there. So yun, yes. Yun ang mga dapat na ma-commentan nyo no, today.
Yes.
Oo, so sabi nga niya, baka malusutan tayo dito kasi sabing ganun, sabi nung city secretary kanina na, ano yun, sabi niya na, sabi doon sa 2389, all ordinances, issuances, rules inconsistent with the provisions of this code are hereby repealed. Pero sabi nga nung isang listener natin, wala naman daw na inconsistency. So there's nothing to repeal.
Yeah. You know, ako ha, in my opinion, hindi naman natin dapat pinag-uusapan pa kung for pets, one pet, two pet.
Uh-oh.
Ang importante dyan is let's get to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. The root of the problem is irresponsible, uneducated people, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Bakit hindi natin sila turuan na kahit pa dalawa lang inalaw ka na dalawa lang ang pusa mo. Kung yung dalawang pusa mo, hindi mo 'yan ipapakapon, you will not spay and neuter them. Dadami rin 'yan. Dadami at dadami, kakalat din 'yan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there will always be stray animals if they're irresponsible people. So dapat ang gawin ng ano ng city government is to do education programs, spay neuter programs para makontrol yung root ng problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi okay. Yung lilimitahan mo yung tao, hindi mo naman tuturuan kung paano. 'Di ba?
Tama nga, tama.
So parang ang sugat mo, tinakpan mo lang ng band-aid pero hindi mo naman ginamot.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun lang yun eh.
Ah, okay. So, mag-break muna tayo and we'll continue with our conversation pagkatapos ng ilang sandali.
Halika na makinig sa PCUP 60 on 2. Tayo na makinig sa PCUP 60 on 2.
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ang iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Solaire On Air, silip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa.
Times we had once when I kicked him when he was bad. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. King went running after deer, wasn't scared of jumping off the truck and high. Still got a long way to go. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. Sniffing, he would go. Was the best old hound dog I ever knew.
Okay, narinig niyo po ang kanta ni Neil Young, kilalang-kilalang singer, pero ng mga ano yata ito, mga 70s, 60s. Kaya alam ko meron mga famous na songs, hindi ko lang maisip ngayon. At ipagpatuloy natin ang ating discussion kanina and explain ni Miss Weng Suzara yung kanilang policy sa Philippine Animal Rescue Team. May shelter sila, 200 dogs and 80 cats, at hindi sila, kumbaga kahit na may marami na masyado, overcrowded, hindi sila nagpapatay because of ano.
Let me correct that. We are not overcrowded.
Oh, you are not? Okay.
We know the limitations.
Okay.
Because we do not want to compromise the animals who are already in the shelter. So, yan naman ang limitation ng no-kill shelter.
Mm-mm.
We just cannot keep on taking and taking rescues. May limitation kami.
Oh, okay.
Na kasha sila, kaya silang pakainin.
Sayang, no? You cannot rescue all the strays.
That's where adoption should come in.
Oo.
So, dapat kailangan ma-promote ang adoption para itong mga nasa shelter, ma-adapt sila, magkaroon sila ng pamilya, then makakapag-rescue na ulit ng bago. Makakatulong.
Paano kaya nagagawa? Nababasa ko kasi sa Facebook, no, sa Amerika, yung mga shelters doon sa Amerika, nagsi-zero population sa shelter. Yung sabihin, napapa-adapt nila lahat ng cats and dogs nila. I wonder kaya, paano nila nagagawa yun? Nagsi-zero sila eh.
Did they say that na-zero because they had them adapted?
Yeah, mga no-kill shelters.
Okay.
Oo, talagang...
Well, because mas bukas ang ano eh.
Ang isip nila,
you,
Americans.
Sa Philippines, hindi pa tayo masyadong ganun sa pag-a-adapt ng mga shelter animals. And kahit hindi man sa amin eh, yung mga animals na lang na nasa pound.
Yes, oo. Tanungin natin si Miss Lucy Diaz. Compassion and Responsibility for Animals. Ang paniwala ko ay wala kayong shelter, no? May kanya-kanya kayong mga rinarescue at ina-adapt sa bahay ninyo. Tapos kayo nag-aalaga, wala kayong shelter but you have a clinic, di ba?
Actually, yes. Na-establish ang Kara ng year 2000. Our main trust was to do kapon, spay, neuter, and TNR, trap, neuter, return. But then sa dami ng mga aso't pusa na nangangailangan, actually, napilitan kami to help in the rescue. And dahil limited nga ang resources, even sabi ni Miss Weng Suzara, ang laki-laki na ng shelter nila, but basically, it will be exhausted. No? Mm-hmm. So in the end, we have picked up so many kittens, so many cats. We put them in the clinic, a part of the clinic. We're now in the third location kasi yung first maliit, yung sumunod is also small. Ngayon, we're in a bigger one. But we have to do this. And in the end, dahil limited yung resources, what the volunteers of CARA are doing or the supporters of CARA is pag may ni-rescue, we of course sponsor, we look for donations. But at the same time, kung walang pupuntahan, each of us, if we have space, we open our homes.
Ah, so kanya-kanyang funding? Kumbaga.
Yes. Well, actually, kung walang hindi enough yung donation, yung sponsorship, wala, then we are forced to open up our hearts, our pockets.
Eh, paano naman itong home, yung mga na-rescue na pit bulls dun from Laguna? Kasi madami sila, no? More than 100.
Yes, actually, we still have more than 100. There's a place that's being rented in Laguna. And doon na-rehabilitate and doon, doon sila... they're being housed, fed, cared for there. So CARA is actually overseeing the rehabilitation and the adoption of the pit bulls. So far, we have, I think, close to 20 who have been adopted already.
Okay, alam niyo po, may kasama po si Miss Lucy dito na dalawang aso na na-rescue niya at na-adopt niya. Sino ba itong mga aso? Ang pareho, ang cute, no? Sino ba itong Cocker Spaniel na ito na brown?
Ang Cocker Spaniel ho na to is Skippy.
Skippy?
Yes. Nakatali lang siya sa labas ng sidewalk. Outside, parang house. Ang sabi ho nung may-ari, syempre kung saan siya nakatali sa labas, yung nakatira doon, sabi niya, sila yung may-ari. And ang sama ng kondisyon niya, ang payat-payat niya, kalbo na siya, marami siyang galis, marami siyang ticks and fleas, garapata, purgas. And worst of all, meron siyang ear infection, na grabe. Mm-hmm. So nung na-rescue namin siya, actually we did not go there just, you know, immediately get. We went there and gave food. We got to know the owner.
Nakaibigan niyo, kinaibigan niyo muna?
Well, kinausap namin siya and we said, can we give food? Kasi mukhang gutom na gutom, iyak ng iyak, and so forth and so on. Then we offered to help ipagamot, dalhin sa vet. And actually, sinabi ng may-ari, actually ayaw na namin sa kanya.
So but then, yun yung Cocker Spaniel.
No, ah, hindi namin alam kasi sobra. I mean, hindi mo talaga akalain. So akala mo may mixed breed. And so, nung dinala sa vet lang, sabi ng vet, Cocker Spaniel to. He's purebred.
Si Skippy po ay matabang-mataba na and looks like a very happy dog. At sino naman itong puti na aso? Anong klaseng aso siya? Ang gwapo, parang wolf.
Actually, yes, mukhang wolf pero mixed breed daw na Japanese Spitz siguro and native, no? Pero na-rescue siya as puppy. Actually, pinamimigay yung mga puppies.
Okay.
Ay, walang gustong kumuha and of course kami rin, no? And kaya lang, nagsimulang magkamatayan yung mga kapatid niyang puppies. So, nung sabi namin, sige, tulungan namin, dalhin natin sa vet para malaman kung bakit nagkakamatayan sila. And it turned out, ang dami pala nilang garapata.
Ah,
and so nung namatay na lahat yung mga kapatid niya, napilitan kami. Sabi, sige, kunin na namin siya kasi baka mabuhay. So, we were able to get baby doll. Ngayon.
So baby doll ang pangalan niya.
Baby doll ngayon kasi babae. But okay, as you can see, she's a very a good model for a very submissive dog.
Mm-hmm. But paano so, po yan, no? Like ito, when you have rescued animals also.
Yes.
If I tell the two of you right now that I saw in my neighborhood, there's a dog na mukhang maganda, black dog, tapos he's medyo malaki siya siguro kasing laki nitong parang wolf na ito si baby doll, and he is kept in a cage where he cannot he can only stand, di siya pwede mag move kasi yung cage ay kasing halos kasing laki lang ng kanyang ano. And I talked to the owner twice already, nagalit pa sa akin kasi ba't daw ko nakikialam. Can the groups do something to help the dog pag ganyan?
Yes, but you know, we cannot take the dog kasi may owner siya.
Eh, binibigay na. Sabi niya, kunin mo na kung gusto mo. Sabi sa akin, hindi ko makuha.
But you know what, this is a case of neglect, of animal abuse na rin. So, we have the law. We have RA 8485, yung Animal Welfare Act. So, dapat masampahan ng kaso or complaint ang owner na ito kasi lumalabag siya sa Animal Welfare Act, ang Animal Welfare Law.
Ah, okay.
And yung mga taong nasasampahan ng kaso ng ganyan or ng complaint against the Animal Welfare Act, they are not allowed to take care of any other animal.
Any other animal. So you're not going to just take the dog?
No.
Dapat hindi.
Because that will also be pet abandonment. You will be condoning pet abandonment.
Yes, or pet irresponsible pet ownership. You're condoning them.
The best way is to educate. Kung kaya pang ma-educate yung owner na yun, baka naman kasi hindi niya alam kung paano mag-alaga ng tama. You know, pinalaki siya ng mga magulang niya na wala ring alam sa pagpapaalaga ng tama. Then you can actually educate the person.
Ang sabi niya kasi, owner, yung aso daw na yun, I think nakakagat ng isang tao, sabi daw ng barangay, ikulong mo. So, kinulong niya sa maliit na kulungan. Tapos, nandun na lang yung aso. Nandun na. I saw him within twice within a month na I happened to walk in that area. And
actually, you can inform him of the Animal Welfare Act. You can give him a copy of the RA.
Yeah, I didn't give him a copy. I told him. Tapos, sabi niya, ano daw gagawin niya sa aso kasi hindi raw pwede ipabahay niya. So that's why he left the dog na lang outside in that small cage. Then sabi niya, kung gusto mo kunin mo, but I have 3 dogs already so hindi ko nga makuha din. Anyway, so I suppose maraming mga ganun na mga tao. No? Uh-huh. Sabi niya, kaysa naman i-abandon daw niya, ikulong na lang niya. Malungkot, but I would imagine na maraming mga ganon. So, let's leave the viewers with maybe the most memorable rescues you have done, Weng?
My most memorable rescue is Blade.
Blade, ang pangalan ng aso.
Yes, aso siya. So, nandun siya, na-rescue namin siya. Actually, he was reported to us. So, sabi nitong reporter, nakikita daw niya itong isang aso sa kalye na tatlong araw na niyang nadadaanan. So, nakahiga lang yung aso doon. Much like this white dog
the
here.
White wolf.
So, nakahiga lang sa kalye. Araw-araw niya nadadaanan pagpapasok siya sa office. So, nakahiga lang yung aso sa mismong ihi niya, sa mismong dumi niya. Yun pala, nung pinuntahan namin, wala siyang paa. Okay? Wala siyang dalawang po.
Okay.
Parang labas buto, labas laman, parang nilagari.
Ano, nilagari? Hindi siya pinanganak na
no.
Abnormal?
All the bones, the flesh were exposed.
Rotting
yung talagang
na.
Parang, nabubulok na. Parang nabubulok, nilalangaw siya, hindi siya makatayo. So, yun, nirescue namin, dinala namin sa clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So, inamputate ng medyo mas mataas kasi nga yung flesh niya na bubulok na. So, he's like amputated, para siyang may drumstick, chicken drumstick. Mm-hmm. So, yun, we called for donations.
Sino may mga naman kaya ang gagawa nun,
yes,
no?
Yes, napaka-cruel din, di ba? So, at saka yung lugar na yun, matao ha. Kung sinasabi nitong reporter na tatlong araw na niyang nakikita, ano ba naman yung mga ginagawa ng mga tao doon? Wala rin, di ba? Mm-hmm. And you know, it was really, his condition was horrible pagdating namin doon. Ang baho niya, amoy nabubulok na talaga siya, nilalangaw.
Nasaan na siya ngayon?
He's now housed in Pendragon, yung partner vet namin. Ang ganda-ganda ni Blade.
Sobrang sino na mag-a-adopt?
Bait, ang ganda. Wala pa. He's not yet up for adoption because we really need to find the right person who's gonna take care of him. So, he goes to events, he joins events, tapos may nag-donate ng mga tao to buy him prosthetics.
Ah,
so, meron na siyang
okay.
Ma'am, question lang po, ano po yung message nyo dun sa mga tao na nag-hesitate po mag-adopt dahil nalulula po sila sa responsibility of owning a pet?
Alam mo, ang message ko lang is malulula ka lang naman kung irresponsible ka. Pero kung responsible pet owner ka, madali lang actually mag-alaga ng hayop eh. Prevention, 'di ba? Na hindi magkasakit yung alaga mo. Pakainin mo na maayos, give them the right space in your home, hindi marumi. Just maintain them healthy. Hindi ka magagastos na lagi kang nasa vet kasi may sakit yung aso mo o you know, just be responsible on how to take care of these animals. Kasi ako, para sa akin, ha, wala namang pinagkaiba ang aso at hayop.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hungry, if we are hungry, we are thirsty, we feel pain, we get sick, we're lonely, we're happy, we're angry, nararamdaman lahat yan ng aso kung anong nararamdaman natin.
Yes.
So we shouldn't look at them as just animals. We should, you know, ang pagkakaiba lang nila is they have no voice. They cannot say na, oh, ito ang nararamdaman ko, ito ang kailangan ko. They have no voice to fight for their rights.
Actually, so, they have. We just don't understand them.
Yes, we don't understand them. No one understands them. So para sa ating mga tao na biniyayaan ng boses, then we should be the one to educate these people who do not know any better about animal welfare, and you know, to lend their voices to these animals.
And Luchi, may I ask you, no, ano naman ang naging epekto sa buhay mo ng pag-adopt at rescue nito kay Skippy at saka kay Baby Doll? Did your life change or do you have realizations? Or?
Actually, life change basically because si Skippy, yung ear infection niya, naging systemic pa ulit-ulit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tried everything, the most expensive antibiotics to, you know, an antibacterial treatment na lang. So in terms of responsibility, araw-araw talaga tinitingnan mo yung tenga niya, tinutuyo mo because they tend to weep.
So no, how did it change? No. Kumbaga, you became...
I became really more responsible and more appreciative of, you know, our resources, no, what nature has provided, and appreciating also what nature is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can see this from the dogs and cats that we have rescued. So
are you turning them into professional activists also? Or are they at the
That's why I brought them here. I brought them here to just show people, no, that you know, nung una, walang may gusto sa kanila. In fact, pinamimigay, walang pumapansin. So then somebody just saw them, and it just so happened to be myself and with Kara's help, was able to get them and to, you know, to make them the way they are now. And now everybody who sees them says, "Ang cute cute nila. Are they up for adoption? Where mm-hmm. can we get something, you know, a dog or a cat like them that mm-hmm. who are up for adoption?" And so they're able to bring mm-hmm. the message of responsible pet ownership.
Naku po, unfortunately, alas 12 ng hapon, palagi naman tayo nakukulang ng oras dito sa Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa, especially when we have such wonderful guests like Weng Suzara of the Philippine Animal Rescue Team and Luchi Diaz of CARA, Compassion and Responsibility for Animals. We have to thank you all, lahat kayong mga nakikinig dito sa Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa. Salamat din kay Weng at saka kay Luchi, kay Johnwin, at syempre dito sa super special guest natin na si White Wolf, ang tawag ko dito, si Baby Doll. Yes. Napakagwapo pala, maganda pala, eh samantalang dati pangit, no, mangy.
Wala, may gusto nga, as a puppy.
At saka dito si Skippy, who turns out to be a Cocker Spaniel, no? So, I hope that natutuho kayo dito sa ating episode ngayon. I hope na na-realize natin lahat na mag-rescue po tayo, no? Kung pwede, well, maybe kahit hindi rescue, mag-adopt tayo from the shelters, yes, or from the pounds, kasi when you save a life, iba yung feeling mo, eh. Kasi you'll realize that these animals are very intelligent, feel just like us, at it's difficult to describe, no? But Weng and Luchi know it can really, the joy and the happiness,
fulfillment.
And it can really change your life.
Yes.
At dyan po nagtatapos ang Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa. Samahan niyo muli kami next week, Miyerkules, alauna ng hapon, dito po sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
O mga classmate, next week ulit ha, sama-sama tayo muli sa Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!